Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
And the big problem is still in the Hunter area, the Newcastle area. We're still very concerned about that. As I said, we put out an emergency alert to the community to tell them to stay safe. They're talking about an event that was bigger than the Pashabolka event back in 2007.
So they've declared it bigger than the 2007, have they?
Well, that's what they're concerned about.
Okay.
That's what their big concern is.
Because that's huge. I mean, everybody would remember the Pashabolka, which washed up on the beach. There were nobbies, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it's just this low is sustained. It's still bringing in a heavy rainfall and strong winds, and it's settled in that area. And that's why we're concerned that people just heed our advice and just stay indoors and not travel during this event.
Indeed. Sue, there will be people still experiencing problems. I had an 86-year-old woman on the phone not too long ago who a tree had fallen over in her backyard, and she was there's no immediate threat to anyone, but she was terribly worried about what she should do about it and had tried to call the SES, and I dissuaded her from that. At what point, given the number of people you've got out in the field already who will need to be spelled and brought back in, and then other crews rolled out, is there any point at the moment in anyone calling the SES?
Look, if it's a job that's it's really going to be a threat to them, their family, you know, a hugely leaking roof. If it's a tree down in the backyard that's not going to hurt anybody, then hold back and contact us a bit later on.
Yep.
I mean, if your house is at threat by a tree on the roof or a massive damage to your property from a tree or something like that, then yes, please call, but be prepared to wait, because we still have queues, lots of people calling. We've even found that we've had people somehow managing to call on our rescue line, which is a really which is really dangerous for people that really need it. So look, if it's not serious and a real threat to your family and your property, then maybe hang back a bit.
If the house is damaged, Sue, I was just thinking, even if there is a bit of a tree through the roof of the house, if you can move away, whatever you can move away, and then, go find a neighbour's place and sit there, have some dinner, maybe sleep there tonight and reassess the situation in the morning. There's really not much else you can do tonight, is there, given the conditions?
No, look, we've got teams out in the field. We'll have fresh teams coming in tonight, this evening, as our volunteers come home from work and don the orange and go back out again.
Yeah.
But we've also got teams coming in from out of area that will be assisting as well. So we've got lots of people coming in to assist. We're also improving the capacity of our phone lines by using another service as well. So that will hopefully allow more people to get through. But again, we just ask people to, keep 000 for the real life-threatening emergencies. We're up to now 72 flood rescues and over 5,700 jobs. So it's a huge event, and it's still, continuing.
Understand. Sue, are all of your people thus far okay? Have there been any SES volunteer injuries or any concerns there?
No, so far so good.
Oh, that is great news.
Yeah,
okay.
they're well trained. They're very professional.
Oh, they're brilliant. Look up, Sue. Yes, you absolutely. I've been dealing with the SES for decades now, and there's no group of people that I hold in higher esteem. I really mean that.
That's good. Well, yeah, look, if your listeners are out there and they see them out and about, give them a wave and a shout and a thanks, because they'll certainly appreciate it.
Damn straight. They're just normal people who have normal jobs. They've downed tools and picked up their SES coveralls and all their bits and pieces of equipment and headed out into this awful weather to help.
And can I just say one other thing? For the bosses that release their SES volunteers to assist, they're awesome, because it's really it's them that also help the community by letting their volunteers go out and assist in this sort of weather and leave their jobs during the day too.
And I've spoken to some of the people who do employ SES volunteers, and they invariably say they wouldn't have it any other way. They're about the best workers they've got.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/TripPlanner.